Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the best coaches we've ever encountered, including the time he was right here at Temple, the author of a new book, The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback, Bruce Arians of the Arizona Cardinals. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Bruce, Angelo, Rhea, Alla here. Thank you very much for checking in with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, you guys.
All right, Bruce, tell us why you decided to become an author.
Mike Fetchko, good friend, he's been bugging me about 7 years to do this book. And then I ran into Lars Anderson a couple of years ago and got to know him. I like him. And it wasn't that hard. You know, it was just sitting down, having a cocktail and telling stories and putting it down on paper and ended up, I think, okay.
All right, well, tell us, we're trying to build the quarterback right here now in Philadelphia, Bruce. What's the key?
Oh, you got a great one to start with. You know, the key is, I think, having grit. I mean, a guy that's tough, smart, then you put in all that athleticism with it, and I think Carson Wentz is going to be a great one.
All right, well, when you got a young quarterback and you're trying to prepare him for the NFL, Bruce, take us through the kind of things you work on with him in the early stages.
Well, the big thing is handling success and handling failure. You know, staying steady with those guys, that the routine is the same all the time. Obviously, they're going to get all those reps in OTAs and preseason. That first season, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and it's such a longer season than they're used to. You just try to stay steady with them and make sure their confidence doesn't get too high or too low.
All right, Bruce, in this book, you tell an amazing story about the early days with Peyton Manning and how he wanted to come out of a game. Could you tell us about that? Because we know a whole different Peyton Manning than that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It was very early in the season, and it was about up in New England, and we threw about three or four interceptions, and it was fourth quarter, it was out of hand, and I could tell he wanted to come out and say, no way, baby, we're going no huddle, two-minute offense, we're going to learn something in this next drive or two. And he jumped out there, and he just started taking us down the field. We get a touchdown, and he started learning more and more. And, you know, a lot of these guys coming out of college play better in a two-minute spread offense because that's quarter what you're used to. And but he learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of things that one afternoon in New England.
Well, I got to tell, could you tell us, you just made a very positive reference toward Carson Wentz, Bruce, and obviously we're very excited to have him here. Tell us what you see when you look at that young man.
Oh, gosh. I loved Andrew Luck when I had him for a year. Carson was the closest thing I saw to Andrew coming out. Body style. They're mental. They're linebackers playing quarterback. And they're tougher than nails. And you know you got a guy that can lead. He's got the arm strength. All those are the easy things when you go evaluating people. Arm strength, height, weight, speed. All those things are easy. But when that grit's, you don't know what you got until you get them in the huddle. And he came out of a pro-style offense, was extremely well-coached in college. So you knew what you were getting. You just had to keep putting it in your system and finding out what he did best within your system and building it around him.
Now, Bruce, I'm very curious. If you worked with Roethlisberger for a long time at Pittsburgh, do you see similarities?
Yeah, I think I see more of Andrew Luck, but I do see a lot of them because of the toughness and the willingness to extend a play. You're not going to throw it away. They all got that Superman cape on, you know. They can make a touchdown out of nothing. And So, yeah, I do see a lot of the big, strong physical part, and there's a lot of Ben in him.
Bruce, can you tell us the story of how you got into coaching? You were tending bar at the time. Is that correct?
Yeah. I got hired full-time at Virginia Tech, bought a house, had a baby, and got fired. And that was my first full year in coaching. And so I was also tending bar the whole time I was in college, but this was 1977, so we had a nightclub back then, and I had thought about becoming a partner, and we had a situation happen in the club that's in the book, but a guy stuck a gun in my stomach, and I decided I was going to start coaching.
That'll do it every time. Jeez. Hey, Bruce, you ended up at Temple not that much later. What was your experience like here?
Oh, my gosh, the greatest 6 years I think I've ever spent coaching. Those guys, we're still so close. My wife says, who's this guy? I said, oh, it's another Temple kid on Facebook. And they're all so close, and we're all so close. We call Phoenix a Temple West, and the guys come out to the games and still really, really close with all the guys, you know, really pulling for them every week. I watch them, and just the relationships of the players that, because I wasn't very much older than they were at the time. And, you know, I think now I look at them and say, how the hell can you be 56 or 60? I was only 30, so yeah.
Wow.
Well, Bruce, I love that as a Temple love that you you guys took Hassan Reddick. What do you see in him?
Oh, my gosh. Probably one of the best pure athletes I've ever seen come into the draft. The numbers at the Sports Science Academy were crazy when he knocked the head off that dummy. And I guess the most impressive thing was when he went to the Senior Bowl and he played inside linebacker for the first time, and they go one-on-one running backs, backers, and nobody can catch a pass on him. And he never had done much of that. And he was very fortunate when he came with us. Deion Buchanan was out all spring with ankle surgery, so he got every single first-team rep as an inside backer, and he looked like he played the position his whole life.
Wow, that's awesome. I gotta ask you why, Bruce, it took you so long to become a head coach again. There was a real long period of time where you were an assistant. What's your theory? Because you've proven you're a terrific head coach. Why did it take so long for you to get another chance?
I always wondered about that when you see guys getting jobs, young guys. You know, you just been to 3 Super Bowls and you can't even get an interview. I don't know. Probably because I never had an agent, right, and figured your work would get you an interview instead of somebody behind the scenes calling. And maybe that was it. I don't know. But I was always happy doing what I was doing.
Bruce, I got one more for you. You broke our heart in 2014. We had you guys, and then you burned us deep to Brown to win that game. Was it especially exciting to you because we sense you're not a huge Chip Kelly fan?
Oh, I love Chip. No, I'm a huge Chip Kelly fan. I we're good friends. And it was Philly, man. It had to be Philly.
I know, but Bruce,
it had nothing to do with Chip, man. It was just Philly.
Right?
You know, people always blew up the spread offense thing. If I was coaching college, I'd be running a spread for sure.
But how did you know that play would work, Bruce? We thought we had it covered.
Yeah, well, because those guys, that secondary is so well coached that they pattern read things. So we ran a double move off a pattern we had run before. And they went for the interception, and it broke wide open. And it was one of the best throws I've ever seen by Carson.
Well, I got to tell you, Bruce, continued success. You know Philadelphia will always root for you as long as you're not coaching against the Eagles. And good luck with the book, The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite NFL Quarterback. Thank you for doing this, Bruce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.